turned to the sports page, and the Mets had blown it in the 13th inning. Papers can't make losing look like winning. I think the Phillies took it 5-4.
It is time for the sports page on Northern Community Radio. Joining me this morning with lots of comments, World Series comments, Kyle Erickson, Fred Friedman. Gentlemen, I use the term loosely. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Morning.
You're welcome.
What is it called? Metrics? Matrix? What is all this stuff?
Analytics.
Analytics. That's what it is.
Analytics or sabermetrics.
Yeah. So I'm sure not necessarily all the KAXE and KBXE listeners are going on here, but so Kyle, set the scenario for us, will you, for the sixth game of the World Series.
Game six, elimination game, Dodgers up 3-2. Tampa Bay has a marvelous pitcher, Blake Snell, who was having a historic performance pitching. He was one of only two pitchers in World Series history to have 9 strikeouts through 4 innings, the other being the great Sandy Koufax back in, I think, 1963, was not laboring in the least, only had thrown 73 pitches.
Two hits,
including the one that prompted Tampa Bay's manager, Kevin Cash, to remove him, was just kind of a soft, looping single into center field. And to my great surprise, after that base hit, I see Kevin Cash come trotting up out of the dugout.
He was sprinting.
To remove Snell from the game, and I immediately turned to my lovely wife, Amy, and I said, the Rays just lost the World Series. and of course, it turns out that they did within about 5 minutes. So here are two things that make it even more puzzling for me. One is that the Dodgers lineup was turning over. The top of their lineup was coming up. Snell had struck out the Dodgers 1, 2, and 3 hitters all 6 times he had faced them. They hadn't even put a single good swing on a pitch that he made. And thing number two is that it doesn't even matter, because you don't take out what's working. If he had been losing velocity, if his breaking pitch had not been sharp, if, you know, all these other raft of reasons, maybe you take him out. But I got to tell you, wherever Jack Morris was at that moment in time, and I'm sure he was watching the game, I'm betting he threw his whiskey tumbler through the screen of his television.
Oh, there's comments in the paper from him. He just went ballistic. So Fred, what the heck goes on with something like this? Because, A, they stick to a routine, I guess, you know, the analytics. So he goes 5 innings. They don't want him to go around and face the same team, the batting lineups 3 times. But are they saving him for, like, next year? I mean, my goodness, what are your thoughts?
No, they just became slaves to analytics. It's as simple as that. Some math person sitting upstairs convinced them. They hired Cash. They said, Cash, are you going to follow the analytics? Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. And he follows them, and he turns a victory into a defeat. He lost the World Series. There was zero reason to take out Snell, and it was analytics over baseball. It's as simple as that. They didn't use their heads, and they deserved what they got. Mookie Betts couldn't even hit a foul ball off Snell.
Yeah.
Next two in a row. He comes up times 3 and times 4, double and home run on his third appearance and his fourth appearance off the Tampa bullpen. And who did they bring in to replace Snell? I know he had great playoffs. A Twins cast-off. That's just a facts, guy. A Twins cast-off.
So that's the other most puzzling thing for me is Tampa Bay has a terrific bullpen, and the guy they brought in that huge, important situation to replace Snell is the guy who had been their worst relief pitcher during the playoffs.
I know.
By far. He had an ERA of like almost 9. It was mind-blowing on a number of levels.
Fred, do you know, or Kyle, do you know if the pitcher was warming up? Our Twins cast-off was warming up in the bullpen?
Yes.
He was.
Yes, he was warming up, but so what?
Yeah, I know.
Look, what if we were having this conversation and it was as follows, okay? Hey, remember back in the 60s when they pulled Sandy Koufax or they pulled Bob Gibson in a World Series game? That's what we're got here, guys. That's exactly what we have here.
So what happens to be either of these people? Is one of them gone by the time? I heard some commentary on radio. It's another radio station saying he doubts that one or both of them will be back. That just seems like something you can't fix.
Well, you mean the manager?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Keep in mind, Tampa doesn't make any money because their attendance is terrible. So, and their stadium is the worst in professional sports. So I don't know if they'd do that. Keep in mind that the guy that ran both organizations, the presidents of Tampa, 7 years ago, and the current president of Los Angeles Dodgers is the same guy. No relation, but his name is Andrew Friedman. he ran both these people. Analytics has too much say over when you pull the pitcher. That's what I say. That's my position.
Whew.
Cash obviously knows what he's doing as a manager. Tampa Bay had the third lowest payroll of any team, and he got him a couple games. I really don't think they're going to cut him loose, even though it was a catastrophic decision. Snell was incredibly frustrated after the game, and I didn't look to see. I think his contract is up, though, after this year, and I would be pretty surprised if he stayed with the team after this.
Yeah.
Guys, far more important than what happens to Kevin Cash is what happens to the Los Angeles third baseman, Turner, who violates the rules, violates the agreement, violates security, blows off his own president of his team, positive test, pulled out in the end of the seventh, and comes out and celebrates with his team afterwards. Don't be surprised. I know somebody on this show is going to say I'm crazy. Of course he'll get fined. Don't be surprised if he loses a season, if he's banned for a year.
Wow. Yeah, because
I think the suspension is probable. I don't think that the Players Association would let it get to the point where he loses a season, but I think there'll be a pretty strong message.
Oh, I do. They lose
the Chaska High School.
And Houston
a suburban kid.
And Houston has a fairly decent reliever that was an ex-Twin. Isn't it?
Yep, Presley.
Ryan Presley. And we did get to see Bruiser Gratterall appear in the World Series for the Dodgers.
And he got bruised up a little bit.
You're delivering me a lot of bad news, guys.
Well, we'll stop then. You guys, thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
You're welcome.
See you later.
They lose a season for gambling. They lose a career for gambling. What's more important, gambling or getting teammates and people in the stands sick?
Yeah, that's a gamble in itself. And he didn't have it. He had his mask on sometimes, but not much of the time. So. You know what is happening, though? That's being kept pretty quiet. I don't understand why, but I think that would be big-time stuff going on.
Okay, you have to send the message. You got to follow public health rules. You got to. This isn't politics, guys. I mean, come on. You signed an agreement. This is the agreement. You violated it.
So my son asked me, Fred, last night, why right then? Didn't they get tested in the morning? I mean, did his results come in at 7:27?
Yeah, the results came in mid-game. So they went up to Rob, the Dodgers. He says, you got to pull him. He tested positive. So they pull him. There's all an agreement you're out. There's an agreement you're not back in the clubhouse. You're not back on the field. You're not back on anything. And he runs out and he's hugging and celebrating and all that with his teammates.
Boy.
When security goes right up to him and says, you cannot be out here, MLB security, and he blows them off. He says, I'm going to be with my teammates.
That's kind of where we're at.
So, like I said, I knew, Kyle, I knew you would say you're overreacting to this. I'm just giving you a prediction.
I don't think, Fred, you're overreacting. I just think that the players union will probably work to, do what they do to protect the player and his interests and probably have the suspension be shorter than that.
But if you lose 16 and 90 days for taking a diuretic, telling me you don't lose a year getting people sick, endangering people's lives?
Okay, let's move on to some good news. The Twins released Romo. And then let's talk about the Gophers football team. Did you watch it? Got exciting at first, but you cannot replace seven starting defensive people. I mean, it was a joke as far as defensively goes. A joke.
I got a football question for you. They got 53,000 people at the University of Minnesota Minneapolis game.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
You can't come up with a backup kicker and a backup punter?
Yeah, that was incredible.
18-yard punt? You got all of it, too.
Yeah, John, the Gophers' effort reminded me a lot of the Vikings' play to date so far this year, where flashes of promise, but there's absolutely no help in the back end of the defense, and it looks to be probably a pretty long year.
Hey, let's finish, Fred and Kyle, let's finish with the Minnesota State High School League and the fees that they're charging to schools, and it is not based on per capita or attendance. So Eden Prairie gets a $10,000 bill. Big Fork gets a $10,000 bill. How can they rationalize that?
Can't.
They can't. It's ludicrous.
Well, what's going to happen?
I don't know. It depends whether the schools, the superintendents, or the school board stand up to the high school league, or whether, as usual, they get the Minneapolis-dominated high school league, meaning the western suburbs, push around schools and make all the decisions for greater Minnesota.
No,
they got to stand up to them. They have to say no.
Kyle, am I correct in saying I think it's $10,000? I think it's...
That's the number that I've seen, yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, I can just see it like Big Fork or Grigola or somebody can't afford to pay it. They're going to cancel their season?
They can't do that, but they can keep them out of playoffs.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess it's big-time stuff that I'm not aware of.
You know how this puts an end to it? If both political parties tell the State High School League, knock it off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So one other note, winding around to the top of our conversation about relief pitching, did y'all see who was named the American League's relief pitcher of the year for 2020?
Don't say Gitterall or whatever.
No, this is American League, but the AL relief pitcher of the year is one Liam Hendricks.
Oh, yeah.
who you might remember as a guy, the promising prospect that the Twins cast off because they couldn't quite figure out how to use him. And he is now a star closer for the Oakland Athletics, who are as good as any team in the league at identifying underutilized talent. And one other Minnesota note, one of the other finalists for the award was Brad Hand from Cleveland, who was attended Chaska High School.
And Houston
is a suburban kid.
And Houston has a fairly decent reliever that was an ex-Twin. Isn't it Houston?
Yep, Presley.
Ryan Presley. And we did get to see Bruzdar Gratterall appear in the World Series for the Dodgers.
And he got bruised up a little bit.
You're delivering me a lot of bad news, guys.
Well, we'll stop then. You guys, thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
You're welcome.
See you later.